Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Ventures, ladies and gentlemen. Walk, don't run. 64, as I remember. Welcome back. No, I think that's actually the name. It's actually the date is in the title. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Elise Benin is here. Elise is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the founder of her own business, Marketing Mentor, Marketing-Mentor is the website. She's got all the books that you want to know about marketing on her website, on Amazon, wherever books are sold. Elise, thanks again for being here. You got a periodic, is it weekly or your marketing mailer?
My Quick Tips email newsletter, which everyone should sign up for, is every other week.
Every other week. So folks, you don't want to be without that. She doesn't bombard you with stuff. She gives you really good stuff a couple of times a month. So I encourage you to check that out and all the other things that Elise can help you with, because you're the kind of folks that she does business with, that she helps put their best foot forward in the marketplace. So please check a look at what Elise offers, and I promise you, you'll thank me later. So Elise, there's a great list that I had years ago about 198 reasons why a salesman can't sell today. It's raining, it's too cold, people are going on vacation, people are getting back off vacation, it's the holiday, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have a hangnail. There's an amazing list of excuses for a salesperson not to sell. Well, I bet there's such a list, lame excuses not to do marketing, right?
Yes, and I'm compiling it.
Oh, you're doing it. Okay.
Yes, because out of a conversation I had with a client recently who said, I'm really bad at selling myself. And I thought, oh, my God, that is the lamest excuse.
Did you tell her that?
Yeah. And then I wrote a post called Lame Marketing Excuse Number One, I'm really bad at selling myself. And then people started sending me their other excuses. Mm-hmm. And then I sent out one of my newsletters a couple weeks ago asking for people to send me their excuses. And so far I have 14 and counting excuses. Can I read them?
Mm-hmm, yes.
All right. And then I want to go into one or two that I think are interesting. So, I don't know what to say. I'm really bad at selling myself. Only word-of-mouth marketing works. I'm not sure what I have to offer is any better than anyone else.
That's pitiful.
I'm not sure how to... What?
That's a pitiful one.
Yes. I'm not sure how to approach a stranger. I want it all to be perfect before I start. I'm overwhelmed by all the different yet simultaneous fronts of attack. I'm worried that I'll be annoying. Ugh.
Well, making that excuse is annoying.
That's right, yes. I'm never satisfied with my website design, but I can't imagine chasing after clients until it is published. I keep marketing to the same people without getting a commitment and don't know what to do next. I don't have time, variations on that one. I'm too busy with client work. This is actually one of my favorites. To come up with something of value to say would take more time than I have or am willing to devote to it right now.
Why don't they just go ahead and lock up and go home? What else is more important, right?
Well, I mean, that's what I meant about being complacent earlier. You know, word of mouth, you take what you get, and then you kind of get stuck in the chair and you think that's all that's out there.
But
because you haven't looked for anything better.
Here's what's the 14th one?
Okay, 14 is my pet tuna keeps hogging the computer.
What's a pet tuna?
That's just like one of those lame, but knows it's lame excuses.
Oh, okay. All right.
But the two that I haven't mentioned yet, one is, I think, the most honest, which is, I don't effing want to.
Mm-hmm.
And the most interesting, which is my favorite, which is, I'm afraid it will work.
Wow.
So there's some psychological thing there.
Wow. Yeah, there's some of those things. Some of those are people who are just taking up space in the marketplace. They need to either go go, check into an institution, or they need to go home. Lock up and go home. Get out of the way, because what all those people are doing, the ones who don't want to, or they don't have time, or they don't want to go to the effort, in my opinion, they're just messing up the marketplace. They need to get out of the way. I don't know. Those people annoy me. I don't care whether they succeed or not. If you're in business and you're not all in, you're not a real business owner. I'm sorry, but that's the truth.
No, I think that's true. I mean, certainly there is a level of seriousness that I think most people and most business owners, especially if they've been forced into it because they've been laid off or something.
Yeah, but still. Well, that's how they were. That's the reason they were laid off, because that's how they were as employees.
Mm-hmm, that could be.
I hope you don't work with people like that. I hope you go over people like that.
Well, I try to qualify the serious ones who are going to put the effort in. Those are the only ones I can help anyway.
The ones that I like are, I don't know what to say. I don't mind the one I'm bad at selling myself. I kind of agree with that. The ones who say, I want things to be perfect. You can help those people. I don't know how to approach a stranger. Those are valid. You can help people like that.
Right, the ones who are asking for help.
Yes, yes. The ones who are lazy, sick, lame, and lazy, that's the ones you can't help.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you leave those people alone. So thanks for exposing the good, the bad, and the ugly excuses out there for marketing, folks. And if you really want help, if you really want to get better, if you really want to be successful, marketing-mentor.com. Check out Elise's offerings and what she can help you with. Please do that for yourself. You'll thank me later. Elise, I'm glad you're here. Come back soon.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you next time. Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.